We often hear from this board that you would like more jobs for the citizens in your districts. My question is, do you want more jobs in your district, or do you want the citizens in your district to have more employment opportunities? Different statements with different missions. And yet another indicator as to the need for a strategic plan that would unite the wants and needs of the entire county.
Very interesting speech, as our next guest very well knows, because he was there for it when Karen Sindel, formerly on the SRIA, and now formerly, well, not formerly, but she will eventually formally be the chairman of the Florida West board, announcing her resignation from that board within the next 60 days and giving a sort of a laundry list of not quite complaints, but sort of praising complaints and guidance notes as well. And one of the speculative notes is, would she be running for elective office as she has done before, now that we know that Commissioner Underhill is not running for the District 2 County Commission seat again? A lot of interesting background here. Joining us now, of course, we have Commissioner Doug Underhill, District 2 County Commissioner. Commissioner, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. My pleasure.
Good to have you. So let's just start with the obvious one. You made the announcement on Friday that you weren't going to run again for re-election. Why?
Well, actually, Andrew, you and I have talked about this for since I met you. I mean, you know that I'm opposed to term limits, but I also believe that the gentleman's standard of two terms is the right standard. At some point, the longer you stay in a particular job, the more you think that all the butt kissing is about your butt instead of the seat you're sitting in. And quite frankly, it's a job. There are a lot of great people in Escambia County who can step up and be the next District 2 commissioner to continue to push for the reforms and do the things that we've been doing. It's not a one man show. I mean, as much as social media would like to tell you, likes to focus on the face, I think the dumber amongst us do that, but it really is always about the issues. So, there's still a lot of other work to do. And I'm looking forward to doing that work. You should never start to think that you're so important that the county can't live without you, or the seat can't live without you.
You know, because you've had such opposition from people who, obviously, it's very well known, a lot of them, I think, either publicly or not so publicly, were taking victory lap over this, feeling like they drove you out of the office. I know you well enough to know that's not true, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's that bizarre, weird sense of some people that are like the inside baseball people that think politics is all about the personalities. I've actually never done or not done something because of those people. So they're kind of like the rooster that crows and then takes credit for the sun coming up. They're the same people who said I couldn't beat Gene 6 years ago, that I couldn't win with all of Louis Baer's money backing another candidate against me. But the reality is that here in District 2, each time that I've run, I've set a record for the number of votes for a single candidate in a district race. So, and that's just because I don't really serve the inside baseball people. I serve the people who are too busy doing their job to come down to every county meeting.
When you look back, it's only, of course, been 6 years so far, but it'll be eight when you get done. You feel like you were successful in what you set out to accomplish?
Oh, absolutely. We've got all of we secured Perdido Key and got that $100 million Perdido Key 4-lane project killed forever. That was sucking the life out of all of the road projects that we needed to do. And so as a result of that, we've got the next phase of 4-lane Blue Angel Parkway is well underway in its design. Gulf Beach Highway from Navy to Sorrento, desperately needs attention. That's where the attention always should have been spent. We've got a bike path going on Perdido Key. We've done more septic to sewer in my district than all the other four districts combined. That was a big thing for me because of the water quality issue. We put up more streetlights in Warrington than anywhere else in the county. So it's basic public safety. Now, those things aren't sexy. You're not going to get in the front page of PNJ because you put up streetlights. But unfortunately, that stuff that doesn't get you the attention, quite frankly, that's the job. The job isn't chasing attention. And so we've been doing that. And I feel like, across every neighborhood of District 2, we've done the right thing. And we've also been the voice of reason on some of the insanity like VTMAE, OLF8. Would I've liked to have stopped some of that big spending? Sure, but at least there's a voice on the board saying, wait a minute, this doesn't add up.
You know, the septic sewer is one of the great untold stories of your district. And I was like just about to do a bunch of stuff on that, and then I think COVID hit, so it's just kind of been annoying. But yeah, no, I actually, that is a wonderful story in your district.
Well, Andrew, take your next bike ride through that little neighborhood called Beach Haven and look at all the private sector investment building new moderate income housing in that neighborhood because the infrastructure is there now. And then imagine if we could get some kind of support for the commercial septic to sewer in Warrington and Brownsville, and you'd see some of those old derelict commercial buildings get torn down, and the private sector would start investing in those business communities. You know, but again, it's not sexy. It's expensive. It's hard, and it takes a lot of nerd work, you know, with the engineers to get it right. And that's just not what we're just not electing the kind of politicians that are willing to do that kind of hard work.
Speaking of that, I wanted to ask you, as I open with the clip from Karen Sindel, you know, the timing of this was very coincident, right? That she announces her resignation Thursday night, Friday morning. You announce that you're not running again. Do you have somebody that you expect to run? Of course, your aide, Jonathan Owens, ran for county commission last time around.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, I mean, Jonathan is a, I mean, but the only person that could beat me in a district race in District 2 is Jonathan. He is, I mean, everybody knows Jonathan did 90% of the really hard work in this district. But I don't think that, he lives in Bellevue, and I don't, I've not heard him say anything about moving to District 2 in order to seek that seat. You know, Karen Sindel. Karen's one of those people, by the way, that I said this about Marina Corey at BPZ as well. These are not the kind of people you hire if you want to hear your opinion come out of their mouth. Okay, these are the people who tell you what you need to hear. You know, so shame on anybody who thinks that they know what Karen Sindel's next step is. You will be sorely disappointed because you know, she's thinking at a higher rate of speed than just about anybody around her. Would she make a great commissioner? Absolutely.
Well, we speculated about that in future news, but obviously without her input, I'm going to be pretty timid about any assertions. We're talking to Doug Underhill.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah, right. He is our commissioner for District 2 in Escambia County. I know you haven't announced yet anything, but do you plan to run for higher office or different office when you leave the commissionership?
Well, I mean, I always plan to lead. I always plan to serve. You know, a couple of this is a really a big time for throwing out the fleece in the Underhill family, right? My my youngest son has been accepted to his first choice college. So Wendy and I are sort of empty nesters. I'm in zone for selection to 06 in the Navy Reserve, and for somebody who came in as an E3, you know, making captain is you know, pretty fantastic, and that'll open up a lot of opportunities. And at the same time, you know, I look at really, you know, I-10 is sort of a one-way street for tax dollars. A lot of tax dollars come out of Escambia County, go to Tallahassee, and don't really come home. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're not really, you know, we're not a cohesive unit, you know, really identifying strategically what our needs are here. And if you can't really if you can't articulate the question, then you never get the right answer. You know, perhaps, you know, serving in Tallahassee would give me an opportunity to, you know, to break us out of this paradigm that really hasn't worked since, you know, since the days of the Banty Rooster. You know, we're just not getting the kind of returns from Tallahassee and the attention that the Panhandle really respects.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago, and we're totally out of time, which always irritates me, but you mentioned your candidacy for 06, but, you know, and that you might obviously achieve that. And I did want to ask you, because I know, you know, you're commanding officer in the Naval Reserve, and, you know, you guys have been dealing with this stand-down order. I don't know whether you've done it yet in your unit or not, but I was just curious, not your commissionership duties, but in that side of your life, what's your opinion of that? Or, you know, what can you say about that?
Yeah.
That you can even be allowed to say, I understand as an officer, you know, you submit to chain of command, obviously.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, even without that that constraint, I will tell you, we did our stand down for the unit yesterday. And I've got a very, very diverse unit of intelligence professionals from, you know, all over the Southeast. Almost 100 that I'm responsible for, and I was really impressed with the dialogue. Okay, because I told them straight up, I said, I'm not going to talk at you. We're going to talk about it. And we talked about, we went through the you know, the discussion of what extremism is. And keep in mind that those of us in the intelligence community have been differentiating Islam from extremist Islam for a long time. So this wasn't really a new dialogue for us. But I'm going to tell you what these, you know, people say kids these days. My young sailors are smarter and faster to grasp difficult concepts than I was 30 years ago when I enlisted. I can assure you that. And you know, there's a lot of we shouldn't. It's all political. And you know, when you hear civilians say they shouldn't have to restate their oath. Let me tell you something about that oath. There is never a bad time to restate your oath. There's never a bad time to refocus as an individual and as a team on the oath that we all take that bonds us together. And really, so that was our focus yesterday. And quite frankly, I mean, it went really, really well. Bold conversation, honest conversation. I wish in politics and in the public discourse and on social media, I wish people could follow the lead of our young men and women in enlisted ranks who are able to talk bold about difficult concepts and never raise their voice at one another or call each other's character into question. Man, if we could follow that standard in the rest of America, if America reflected the quality of the military services that defend us, the sky'd be the limit.
Well, that's super encouraging. I know I've had my own questions and doubts about this entire activity. Maybe I didn't think highly enough of our military members to handle it the way it sounds like your unit has. And so I appreciate that. To my mind, a corrective note, but I will always take it. Commissioner Doug Underhill, Commissioner for District 2 in Escambia County, thanks so much for the time this morning. I certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.